Shed Some Light, episode 261, coming to you on a Thursday.
Sure.
Is today? Yeah.
Today's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Thursday. Yep. Coming to you on a Thursday. Michael and Jack are back. Miller Lights in hand, and we're going to start this show off a little bit differently today. Okay? I'm going to throw this hypothetical at you because I need answers, and okay. I don't have answers.
Okay.
Now, I saw this on TikTok, so bear with me as I go through the explanation phase here. So you find yourself locked in a 14 by 14 by 14 room. 14 feet tall, 14 feet wide, 14 width, length, height.
Too much math, so.
That's pretty much irrelevant. Like, you just need to know that size of the room, okay? In the corner of the room, there's a twin size bed. There's no light sources, nothing like that, okay? I'm trying to lay out all the groundwork here. You're in, the temperature of the room is whatever temperature you're comfortable in. And the clothes that you're wearing are whatever clothes that you are comfortable in as well. For this hypothetical...
What color is the polar bear?
No.
What color is the bear?
For this hypothetical, you don't have to eat or go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay? You are in this room for 100 hours, which okay. equates to just over 4 days.
Okay.
And as soon as you enter the room, it is made known to you that at some point in the next 100 hours, a 3-foot goblin is going to be dropped into the room that you have to hand-to-hand fight combat to the death at some point in time. When do you sleep?
When I get tired. Like, okay, so I got a couple questions. Goblin. Like, is this like a mythical creature?
I think so. The specification that was given was that he's 3 feet tall and has he's 3 feet tall. He's been like informally trained in like combat skills, but has the physicality of a high school tennis player.
Oh, brother, I'm sleeping peacefully at night, dog. I'm kicking the fuck out of this goblin, dude. Are you kidding? 3 feet?
Yeah. Fight to the death.
Dude, 3 feet is fucking nothing. Like, I'm imagining this dude is 3 feet, and goblins, they don't have a lot of girth to them from everything that I've seen in movies and such. So I'm thinking this dude is 3 feet, 50, 60 pounds max. Like, they're skin and bones, dude. I am picking this goblin up by its ankles, swinging this thing around like it's a fucking lasso at a rodeo, and smacking this motherfucker against the wall in 5 seconds max. Like, even if I'm sleeping peacefully, he gets dropped in there. Like, what's he gonna do? It's not like he's got
the informal training in hand-to-hand combat. I think is the only.
Imagine like a young child punching you in the leg. Like, you're just gonna be like, oh, okay.
I mean, if he knows how to, you know, pow.
He better kill me in one strike, that's all I'm saying. Because if he doesn't, I'm kicking the fuck out of him. In a swift amount of time.
Let me see here.
What were your thoughts on this? Are you like, oh, I'm losing sleep over this?
Well, at first, I was like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Then I was thinking 100 hours, that's a long time that you're in there. But then I kind of ended up talking myself into the same conclusion as you. I don't really think I'm just going to kind of sleep when I want to sleep. And then I'll just wake up and fight if I have to.
Yeah, like, it's not like, well, also, like, when you say, like, when are you going to sleep? Like, I'm going to sleep whenever I'm tired. It's not like, from what you described, there's no windows.
Yeah, there's no source of light.
Yeah, so I'm just sleeping whenever I'm tired. Can I, like, turn off the light in there? Is there, like, a light switch?
No, I don't think there's any light. I think it's a dark room.
Oh, so I'm in the dark room.
Yeah.
I'm still kicking the fuck out of this dude.
he might get a couple more punches. He just poofs in there just like you poofed in there.
Like, he might get a couple more punches. But, like, I'm still kicking the fuck out of him. Easily.
I'm trying to go through the comments here. It seems like a lot of people... it seems like a lot of people are saying that they'll sleep whenever they want to sleep. One person asked if his... is it acceptable if his most comfortable version of clothes is a full night suit?
John Wick style, you know what I'm saying? No, dude, I would beat the fuck out of this goblin. Dude, like, do we get anything for, like, winning?
I don't think so.
This is bullshit. The question is, so the question, this whole hypothetical is, when do you sleep?
Yeah. That was the only thing that the guy was asking.
You think people are genuinely going to, like, lose sleep over a 3-foot goblin?
I mean, the video has 1.2 million views.
There's got to be, like, if you beat him, you get this.
Not to my knowledge.
See, that's wild. Because, I like I said, I beat the fuck out of this goblin. I'd tuck myself in, too. I'd burrito myself. That's how confident I am. Like, what are you going to do, dude?
I guess the dark room is another point, probably goblin.
This dude,
they operate in the dark.
This dude better move like the Flash if he thinks he's going to beat me. Because, like, this, if I get a hold of him, done.
Game over.
It's over. It's done.
But until then.
But even then, like, what is he going to do?
What if you're sleeping and then he just comes up, sucker punches you straight to the side of the head, leaves you dizzy for 15 seconds, gets a couple more body blows in there? Then you're starting off kind of wounded.
I imagine, no. First of all, I imagine a 3-foot goblin punch to the ribs is like if I flicked you in the ribs right now. That's how.
No. He's coming in with more force than that.
Dude, a goblin is like skin and bones. He's got no muscle. I'll snap his twig little arms, dude.
He's got enough to make it hurt.
I'll tell you this. If he actually puts some blows on me and kind of gets me pissed off a little bit, he's dying the worst death he could imagine. Like, I'm snapping both of his arms and then just letting him sit there for a little bit and be like, oh, that hurts, doesn't it? And then I'm picking him up by his legs. Right overhead, dude. I'm using that goblin like people use a pillow in a pillow fight, but there's nobody I'm fighting against. Maybe the wall. I'm just fighting against the wall. I'm destroying this goblin.
So sleep is not a concern of
yours. No, not even. The biggest concern I have is, what combo am I using on him when he gets in there? Fucking right, left, uppercut, dude. That's the biggest concern. Not if the fucking goblin's going to kill me or when I'm going to sleep. No shot.
Okay. Well, let's get into some sports talk then.
Sure.
The Bears agreed to a 1-year deal with quarterback Brett Rypien.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hell yeah.
How about that? Do you think we're actually going to live in a world where they keep Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams?
I've thought about this recently, because the way that they are spending in the offseason so far alludes to the fact that they're going to draft a quarterback. Because you're spending on everything besides, like, the O-line, and, like, you're spending on all the position players, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think that, like, in the next couple of years, you're not going to want to pony up and spend for a quarterback, which means you're going to draft a quarterback so that they're on a rookie deal for the next 5 years. But apparently they either weren't shopping or the market for Fields wasn't good enough, so now they've kind of fucked themselves into, like, they're not going to really get anything back if they do trade Justin Fields, which makes me think that they are going to fuck up an unfuckable situation and draft Caleb Williams and keep Justin Fields. That's the only way that you could fuck this situation up, and I think the Bears are going to do it.
Let's go back to what we've been reiterating.
I'll take Jaden Daniels, though.
No. Just trade the number one pick and get calls in return.
Here's now my hot take. I am trading the number one pick back to... After the quarterback market has settled the way that it has, I am trading the number one pick back to 2 through 4. Okay? Whoever gives me the most in return. I am drafting Joe Alt at 4, 2 through 4. because I think that Joel and that kid from Penn State are, I don't want to say head and shoulders above everybody else, but they have a wider gap between those two and the rest of the offensive tackles than Marvin Harrison and the rest of the wide receivers, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So I'd like those two are my like generational, like you go and get those dudes if you like, if they're available when you pick, you go and get them, no questions asked. So like I trade back there, I get somebody in return, get a little bit more in return. I draft Joel at like 2 to 4, and then I draft whoever is left between Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, and Malik Nabers at 9. And I keep Justin Fields.
I could not agree with you any more than me agreeing with you right now.
I agree. Yeah,
I think Joe Alt is going to have a Quentin Nelson-esque NFL career.
Quentin Nelson, Zach Martin. That's what I was trying to say. Quentin Nelson, Zach Martin.
Quentin Martin Alt.
Yeah. Well, like those. Quentin Nelson and Zach Martin are like the two guys where like you just like they're there. They're almost so good that you don't realize that they're there, because like when you realize somebody there is there on the offensive line, it's mostly because they fuck up.
And
you're like, damn, like so and so let that guy by again. Like you don't realize that Quentin Nelson and Zach Martin are there because they are so reliable. Joe Alt is that guy for me.
Yeah, barring any sort of unforeseen crazy injury, he's going to be locked in there like Quentin Nelson for like a decade.
Yeah.
Like you just don't have to worry about that position for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that seems to make way too much sense and be too logically sound for the Bears to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Then you ask why I don't like rooting for this team. It's too many situations like this.
Yeah, but I also like the flip side of this is you being a pussy about this whole thing and being like, I hate teams that make bad decisions. I'm just going to go like another team. That's lame.
It's not making bad decisions. It's you've made bad decisions my entire life.
We were in a Super Bowl.
I'm coming up on 3 decades on this planet, and the best quarterback that I've seen is Jay Cutler.
Okay, but like, if you're... let's be real here. If you're talking about like you want to produce on the field, correctly?
Correct.
Correct? Why are you a fan of Notre Dame?
Because I went there.
Okay, but like we grew up like in the Chicago, not in the Chicago suburbs, but like closer to Chicago than any other place. So your family's from Chicago. You should like the Bears. You grew up in and around that area.
Yeah, I think I'm coming to the realization that, like, I can make my own decisions, and that's powerful.
Yeah, but, like, not with sports fandom. You get born into sports fandom.
What if I'm just, like, nah, I'm going to skip that.
Yeah, you got to say it now.
What if I'm, like, the American dream back in the day? Everyone was like, oh, you know, the homeland, this is the best it is, and then one person goes to America and makes a life for himself.
Are you saying you're fucking Christopher Columbus of, like, rooting for NFL teams?
No. But I'm saying, like, I've been, like, stuck in this Bears nonsense for 30 years. I'm going to jump ship, and then my kids are going to be X-team's fan. And it's going to be bad, but it probably, hopefully, won't be as bad.
No,
or
you're thinking about this the wrong way. I'm not going to make that comparison. Let's see.
But then I also flip that argument against myself when it comes to baseball, because I guess it's the amount of passion that I have for a given sport, right? I am so passionate about college football that I could never root for a team other than Notre Dame. I'm passionate about the MLB enough that I couldn't root for a team other than the White Sox. I care about the NFL. So it's like, it's kind of like when you trade in a lease. It's like, yeah, that car was nice, but it's time to move on.
But like, what are you going to tell your kids when your kids are like, dad, why do you like blank? And you're going to be like, well, son, let me tell you, I used to like the Bears, but they sucked so many years that I just gave up on them and chose to like somebody else.
Well, I've never asked Dad why he likes any of the teams that he likes other than the fact that he actually grew up there.
Yeah, that's the reason.
So we don't have pro sports teams here.
Yeah, so you affiliate with the closest team. And it ain't Indy, so you can't say Indy.
Same state.
No, it doesn't matter, though. What, so you're saying that everybody in California can like five different fucking sports teams for a single sport? Same state.
Same state.
Same state. I like NL West, baby.
Ah, big NL West guy.
The Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants, fucking love them all, baby.
Yeah. Angels, no, throw the Angels in there.
They're not in the NL West.
I'm just naming California teams in the same sport.
No, you can't. Jumping ship, that's like, there are very few things that I will like drive my heels down for, like stake my flag in the ground.
I think
fucking jumping teams in sports fandom is like sacrilegious to me. That's so fucking bullshit, dude. You like a team, you fucking stick with them. You don't jump and turn to a different team just because your team isn't doing well. Fucking stand up for something, root for the team that you like, and you deal with their fucking sorry fucking misery for years just so that maybe one day you can have a time where they're good. That's how fucking sports fandom goes, dude.
I think another reason why it cracks me up is because of how passionate you are about it. It just kind of makes me like...
And the thing is, I'm not even passionate about the Bears, per se. I am passionate about sports fandom. Like, nothing pisses me off more than when people are like, oh yeah, I'm an Alabama and a Georgia fan. You're not allowed to do that. You can't. I don't give a fuck what the instance is of like, oh, my fucking sister went here and my aunt's uncle went there.
Okay,
and,
okay.
Like, I don't give a fuck. You pick one team to like. If they don't play each other, I'm okay with.
So question for you here. Hypothetically speaking, say I 100% fully denounced the Bears. I said I'm actually no longer rooting for them, no longer watching for them, no longer cheering for them. Time out. Would you have more of a problem if I rooted for, say, the Colts or Browns? Is that the next closest team?
Yeah, probably.
Geographically?
Yeah.
Okay. That
or the Lions.
Okay. Colts or Lions.
If you fucking chose the Lions, I'd stab you in the neck.
Okay. Then Colts or Browns, because they're not in the division. Okay?
Okay.
Or if I decided I'm going to be like a Buccaneers fan.
It's a tough one. I'd almost respect you more if you went to like the Bucs. But like,
why?
Because like, if you just became like a diehard fan of like some random team, I'd be like, I got to respect it.
What?
Because it's so random and so funny, and it doesn't like it's like in like high school when like you break up with somebody or somebody breaks up with you, and then they go and start dating like another kid in your school, and you're like, dude, fuck that. Or if they start dating like a kid from like out of state, and you're like, at least I don't have to like see them be together. Like, I don't really give a fuck about them over there. You know what I'm saying? But like, if they're dating a kid in their school, you're like, fuck, I have to see them every fucking day. Like,
so
for
the
a team
problem
that's
is
close.
Proximity for you. You don't like that I could jump ship to a close team.
No, the problem is jumping ship.
No, you just said if I became a diehard Bucks fan, you'd be okay with that.
I wouldn't be okay with it. I would still be mad. I'd be more okay with it than you becoming an Indianapolis Colts fan. And I was gonna say this, but I revoke half this statement. I was going to say you and your kids, too, are banned from being Chicago Bears fans. Your kids are not, and I'm going to do everything in my fucking power to make them Chicago Bears fans. I hope you know that. Like, I'm going to become a diehard Bears fan to spite you.
Do you want to expose some really bad truths?
Hmm.
that growing up, you and I were Packers fans.
I know. We finally made the right decision. We were Packers and Cubs fans. And we made the right decision when the time came, and we jumped ship to the Bears and the White Sox, and we've been diehard since we were like 10 years old. So, like, I don't want to hear it from then. When you're a kid, you can do whatever you want. But there's a time in a kid's life.
No. Because yes. as a kid, you're just brainwashed by your parents.
Yeah.
I'm feeling my freedom. I can make my own decisions.
No, wrong. That happened a long time ago. When you're a kid, you can think whatever you want. You can like whoever you want. There comes a time in every kid's life, and it's probably like fifth or sixth grade, where like you are cognitive enough to be like, I cannot like these two teams. I understand why they don't like each other. I have to pick one. And that's what we did. And that's okay. You right now being like, I can just fucking like whoever I want to because fucking I don't care about these teams. You're not allowed to do that as a fucking fully grown adult and fan. You got to fucking pick a team and stick with it, motherfucker.
In sports that I'm passionate about.
No, it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
Dude, I claim that I'm a Wrexham fan. I've seen 10 seconds of one of their actual games. I got a sweatshirt. I like the show.
Okay, but that's the thing. Like, you don't watch soccer. There's a difference. You watch NFL.
I watch the Red Zone.
Every Sunday, you watch NFL.
Yeah.
That's correct. Okay? So you watch NFL enough to be like, here are the Bears playing. I'm going to choose to not root for them. That's the issue.
But again, do you understand my perspective of like my levels of passion and fandom?
I get that for sure. I don't want to say you can root for other teams, but like at the end of the day, like gun to your head, if somebody's like, who is your favorite NFL team? And you say anything but the Bears, you're dead to me.
So just don't put a gun to my head.
like I said, you can choose to like whoever you want, but
it doesn't sound like it.
No. When the second that you choose other than the Bears, you're never allowed back. I'll hold the line like it's fucking. I'll be Jon Snow against fucking everybody. I will hold that fucking line like it's nobody's business. You are the second that you pick somebody over the Bears, you are never allowed to root for the Bears again. Never, ever, in your entire life, allowed to root for the Bears. I don't care if the Bears are in the Super Bowl and I am throwing a Super Bowl party. You better come with a neutral fucking shirt on. I don't want you rooting for the Bears.
I'll just come with NFL.
Yeah, go for it. I'll love that. Don't ever root for the Bears if you pick somebody over the Bears. The second you jump ship, you're off. We're cruising along, high speed, engines cranked. See ya, you're left in the ocean. Bears fandom moves forward. Not allowed to root for other teams. I fucking can't stand it.
I guess this draft will be pretty telling.
If they draft Caleb Williams, are you jumping ship? Be honest.
I mean, he's definitely... Caleb Williams is, like, pushing me towards the end of the plank.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, like I said, he better win, because if he doesn't, he's my number one enemy.
I'll tell you this. If they draft Caleb Williams and then continue winning four games a year for the next...
We were 7-10 this year.
If they draft Caleb Williams and don't have a better record, I'm out. If they draft Caleb Williams... My foot is hovering over the edge, but I still have balance.
I'm going to come and give you a fucking two-footed kick right to the back in a second.
So, Dad, why do you root for another team? Well, Uncle Jack pushed me off the ship back in the day.
and then they're going to come up to me and be like, Uncle Jack, why did you push my dad off the ship? And I'll be like, well, kids, gather around. Let me tell you a story. Your dad is a bandwagoning fucking loser when it comes to the NFL.
Oh, man. I honestly don't have much other sports talk. I didn't write down any notes for today.
I saw a a clip of Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I fucking love him already. Did you see that mic'd up clip of him?
Yep.
Dude, he looks like he actually knows what he's talking about, which is a shocker for the wide receiver coach at Notre Dame. So, win number one, check. And then he also looks like he knows what he's talking about enough, but also knows how to connect the players, which I like.
That's very Marcus Freeman-esque.
Yeah, yeah. I like that he was like kind of like busting their balls at the beginning of that clip. I don't know if you saw that. He's mm-hmm. like, "Oh, freshmen get visors." It's like, "You don't get a visor. You don't deserve a visor yet."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like that's funny to me. Speaking of Notre Dame football, we got another running back wide receiver from Colgate.
Yep.
Cam McDaniel 2.0. I don't know if you saw the picture of him. He looked very photogenic.
He won
first team all or like special teams.
Yeah.
Patriot League, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Belichick, if he was still coaching, would be licking his chops for this guy, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything I've seen coming out of Notre Dame football looks fucking awesome.
Spring practice is rolling. I don't want to rush through the summer, obviously, but like...
I would.
College football season?
I'll rush through the summer.
Oh, my God. Let's go. I do have one other thing football-wise, though. Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, so this is tough. I fucking... I kind of liked RFK Jr., and the fact that I heard that was happening, I was like, I can't root for him anymore.
So...
That can't be true. Or it can't be, like, legitimately true.
Well, like... Could it, though?
Could I mean, he, like, could yeah, he just, technically. Like, could he technically, like... it could happen. Yeah, sure.
Sorry, guys, I can't play today because we have a... judicial meeting.
Dude, also, like, there would never be anything more Jets than, like, signing Aaron Rodgers, him tearing his Achilles, and then being him like, oh, sorry, fuck my contract. I'm going to go be the vice president of the United States. Like, nothing would be more Jets than that. You, like, you can't write a script that's funnier than that.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of worried for, like, America's future that this is a thing now because it's like back in the day, it was like all these people were coming, their life was politics, right? And now it's just like, hey, if you have fame, like, why not give it a go? And then you're just pretty much the most important person in the free world.
It's tough. But this is the thing, too. I don't want to get too... deep into the Weird Wednesdays if anybody wants to take a deep dive back into those. And when I say this, I want to put this out there as like a little precursor. I wish the best for America, right? So I'm rooting for whoever is our president. Rooting for you. Right now, it's Biden. Rooting for you. No chance that motherfucker is making decisions that lead the free world. 0% chance. We're lucky that he remembers his own name at this point. No fucking shot that he's the one pulling the strings. Who's pulling the strings? That's my question. Because, like, it's a 0% chance it's him. Like, the best comparison I've ever heard was that he looks like Walter from Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
And I can't get that out of my head now. He was coughing the other day during the State of the Union. Just like, meh, meh. And I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, this is a fucking puppet that we're watching up there. Like, it's, I don't know, dude. Like, at this point, like, I don't know if the president is actually the one pulling the strings. You know what I'm saying?
He's just the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
For those.
He's the, we're going to put him up on the poster child. Like, here you go. And then the people public behind head. The scenes are like, that you don't know are like, yeah, we're pulling the strings over
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Politics. Football.
How about that?
I got somebody to add to my shit list. I haven't added anybody in a while.
Let's do it.
People who put like the name of their car as a decal on their car. Fuck you.
What?
Like, have you ever seen people that put like I'll give the example of somebody I literally just saw. Green Jeep.
Okay.
And on the front of their Jeep, they had a decal that said Cosmo.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Oh. Like, they don't name care. Their car yeah. and then put a name
don't
tag.
Care.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I thought you were just saying, like, if they have... So I'm assuming because it was a green Jeep, it was probably a Wrangler?
Yes.
I thought you were just saying, like, Wrangler.
No, no, no. Like, the decal of, like, they like, name their car.
Yeah, that's
and then
weird.
Like, then they put it on there, and it's like, oh, look at this car. Fuck you. I hate you.
That's weird. That's weird.
Also, you gotta be such a fucking loser to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, one to get a green Jeep, and then two to be like, no, all right.
The green Jeeps.
No.
Kind of
like,
cool.
Like a neon green Jeep?
Yeah.
No.
The actual colorway is called Mojito.
Shut the fuck up. Go be a Colts fan at this point. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, speaking of cars, our neighbor's alarm went off again last night. 11:30 p.m. It's gone off two times now in the past 2 weeks.
I think you got to fight this guy.
I mean, I want to. Windows were open. I was very tempted to yell out there, but then I looked across the way. Their windows were closed.
I think you just got to go and sit on the hood of his car as it's going off.
But then I don't want it to look like I set the alarm off.
At that point, it doesn't fucking matter.
I was going to put a note out there.
Fix your fucking car? What is note going to say?
Why does your alarm keep going off in the middle of the night? Or something like, stop your alarm from going off in the middle of the night all
fuck
the time.
You, asshole. Eat dicks. Dash everybody at this apartment complex.
Okay. We talked about it last time, but like I came to the realization in the like year or so that they have been our neighbors, their alarm has gone off more times than my car alarms have gone off in my entire life.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I'm trying to think of a way that you can like be an asshole about it, but like kind of still be funny about it.
And it's there. I've never had a conversation. No. Well, no.
Are they not home?
They're not. I think they are. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. And they're not people that I've ever had a conversation with either. Like a lot of the people, a lot of my neighbors, like I kind of know-ish. Maybe not their names, but like I've said like, hey, what's up? Or like.
Is it a nice car?
They have two cars. Both of them are.
Well, like the one that the alarm goes off on.
Oh, it's both of them.
Oh, it's both?
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason. It's not just one of them that always goes
insane.
Off. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How does
dude,
it keep happening?
That's got to be like, dude, that's got to be like they're sleeping with the keys in the pocket. Like that's the only reason that both cars' alarm would go off. Because like
they have one black car and one white car. The last episode, it was the black car's alarm going off. Last night was the white car's alarm.
Okay, so my only way of like doing this like without being a complete asshole and being like, hey, fuck you, like this is fucking ridiculous how often your car alarm goes off, but also like still being a little bit of an asshole, is that like you gotta hope one day that you're outside when they come home. And again,
just happened today.
Okay. So like I said, is their car nice? Is one of them at least?
They're both on the nicer side of nice.
So then
I wouldn't say either of them's like sheesh, but
yeah. So then I would be like when they get out of their car be like, "Hey,
great alarm you got."
No. Like I'd be like, "Hey man, like I love your car, like blah blah blah, like do you like it?" And they'd be like, yeah, it's a good car, you know? But do you have any, like, faults of it? Like, I don't know, like, does fucking the alarm go off too often? Or, like, fucking gas mileage maybe isn't the greatest? Or, like, the alarm's very sensitive? I don't know. Like you're still being an asshole about it, but you're being less of an asshole than just being like, shut your fucking car alarm off. This is fucking ridiculous how often it goes off. Like, that's the only way that I can think about, like, kind of tiptoeing around it, but also, like, still being a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
Or you just post up, you get two poster boards, post them in your windows, and double bird them every time.
Yeah, and I can't even leave them a note because I know that they now have a Ring doorbell. So they'll see where it's coming from.
Not unless you sneak up on the side.
I can't.
Yeah, you could. I'll let you know how you can.
No, definitely can't.
Trust me, I'll let you know. I'll let you know how you can.
All right.
It's going to take some like James Bond level shit, but you can sneak up on it. You gotta leave the note on the doorbell.
I was just gonna put it on the front door.
Yeah, you could do it. I got you.
We'll have to scope this out.
I got you.
Anything else?
No.
All right. That is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 261. Thank you all for listening. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. A pre-congratulations are in order to PT and Sarah getting married this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll recap that next week.
Of course.
It'll be great. And hope everyone else has a fantastic weekend. In the meantime,
keep them cold.
Keep them cold, everyone.